Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles have won two straight games after defeating the Buffalo Bills 23-20. We're going to look back at that and preview this Sunday night showdown with the 11-2 Arizona Cardinals. And to help me do that, I brought in Josh Pawnell from Birds 24/7 and Brandon Lee Gouton from Bleeding Green Nation. Gentlemen, I want to start first at the quarterback position. Sam Bradford returns to the lineup. The Eagles have now won back-to-back games. Is it time to start thinking of Bradford as the long-term answer at the position? Josh,
kick things off. In the last 4 weeks, we've certainly seen improvement. The thing that really stuck out to me is kind of his pocket movement, his footwork, and that Nelson Aguilar 53-yard touchdown. I mean, the throw was obviously a beautiful throw, but the best part of it, in my mind, was climbing the pocket, moving around and avoiding the rush, keeping your eyes upfield. And that's the type of thing that you need to see out of Bradford over the next 3 weeks to extend him. I mean, his passer rating under pressure has doubled in the last four games compared to the first seven. Now, the whole body of work in the season is not impressive. I think he's 28th in passer rating. But if he continues his progression, then, I mean, you're going to need to extend him.
BLG, agree or disagree?
I agree that he's earning himself at least some more time in the future. I don't really know if it's enough to be the long-term solution. You look at the last four games, five touchdowns, the one interception. Not even really his fault. You know, Brent Saul can make that catch. Maybe the play doesn't get, you know, confirmed, you know, if the refs get a better look at that. So kind of a weird interception there. But overall, playing really well. Not enough, I think, for me yet to say he's the long-term answer.
I guess the challenge will be how long would you have to extend him, because he'll be one of the top options on the free agent market if he was able to get to there. Looking at the running back position, that was a big storyline going into the Buffalo game because you had everyone healthy. What would DeMarco Murray's role be? Could Ryan Matthews contribute right away? BLG, all four guys were active. Three of them had touches, Matthews, Murray, and Sproles. Is this rotation effective enough to carry the rushing attack, knowing that that's what the Eagles want to kind of generate the offense and get it going?
I think they can make some more tweaks. I think you'd like to get Matthews a little bit more involved, especially now that, you know, he's healthier, at least we should be. You know, this was the first week back last week, so I think he's kind of limiting him a little bit. And I think Barner should be more involved. The fact that he didn't get any carries to me was a little disappointing because he's been productive when you've given him some touches. So I think there are some things they can change in that rotation.
Josh, what are your thoughts? Yeah. Running back rotation.
Yeah, I agree that Matthews should be getting the majority of the carries. But as Brandon mentioned, I mean, when you bring him back, he misses three games with a concussion. I mean, the last couple of weeks, you know, Chip has gotten a lot of flack for the running back split. And early on the season, I agreed that Matthews should have been getting more. But the last couple of weeks, I mean, with Matthews coming back, I mean, I was fine with the split then. 2 weeks ago when people were talking about, you know, Murray's workload declined, I mean, it made a lot of sense to me to get, you know, Barner and Sproles in space. So I think going forward, as Matthews gets healthier, that he needs to get the bulk of the carries. But it's going to be tough balancing. I could get four different running backs touches.
All right, gentlemen, look ahead to Sunday night. The Arizona Cardinals come to town. They're 11-2 and can possibly win the NFC West division. Mathematically, the Eagles don't have to have this game because they can still win the division by winning in Week 16 and 17. But still, Josh, is this a statement game for the Eagles to see how far along they've come?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what it will show is just how much confidence you can have in the Eagles in regards to whether they won a playoff game. I mean, as you said, they can lose this game, then win the last two and win the division, and they've shown they can beat the Patriots. They beat a solid Bills team, but if they can beat the Cardinals, it'll show A, consistency, and B, that they could win a game in the playoffs.
Brandon, what do you want to see from the game this Sunday night?
I agree with that, and I think we've seen the defense make a lot of progress since those two terrible blowout losses. I think, you know, they've really come back to form. I think what you're looking for now is the offense. You know, how does this Eagles offense continue to progress, especially against the Cardinals defense that has a lot of good players, a lot of talent? It's going to be very tough. So I want to see how Sam Bradford continues. I want to see how the running back rotation, as we talked about, continues. I'm really looking to see how the offense does.
All right, that's the notorious BLG, Brandon Lee Gouton from Bleeding Green Nation, and Josh Pawnell from Birds 24/7. And I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us once again on this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.